Great to have you with us. Dr. Shane Reddy is kindly with us for a kōrero today. Tēnā koe, Shane.
Tēnā koe, Dale. How are you?
Thanks. Obviously, the smoke-free reversal has been described by some as systematic genocide. The repeal of the smoke-free legislation has become the hot topic of every media outlet in the country, and pushback from the medical profession too. Teachers' union, social media is running rampant on the issue. You're the Minister of Health, repealing world-leading legislation. Tell us about that decision, and talk to us about a Māori perspective. Why is it being repealed, Shane?
Sure. So I think this has been canvassed quite widely. Concerns around focusing crime in the retail reduction from 6,000 to 600. That has been a concern, and a concern around an increase in black market as well. There are also some parts of the smoke-free legislation that had not been tried elsewhere, or only in, excuse me, only in limited places, and such as the smoke-free generation. So that was still to determine exactly how effective or otherwise that was going to be. But what has been expressed is those two particular concerns around focusing crime and concerns around the black market have been what has been raised.
Will these moves result in Māori death rates from smoking continuing to be unacceptably high?
So we're committed to reducing the smoking rate and indeed continuing the pleasing trend, primarily, I'd have to add, as a result of vaping, albeit with the complications of underage vaping, but primarily as a consequence of vaping being introduced as a tool, we've been able to very pleasingly see smoking rates fall, and we're committed to continuing that.
What about the international reputation? This has gone global almost immediately, and it does put a stain on a kaupapa that was looking to address the terrible smoking stats and death rates among tangata whenua. What would you say of the dent to our international reputation by these moves?
Look, we're a sovereign state, and we make decisions that best relate to New Zealand. And so while I certainly take on board international views, and indeed will be informed by international research, at the end of the day, they're not the ones who would be confronting targeted crime and some of our retailers. So it's fine from offshore to offer a view, but if you're not actually the retailer who's confronting a violent criminal, there's a degree of distance that separates from the reality.
What would you say to people who suggest that Māori will die to pay for middle-class New Zealand tax cuts?
This was never costed into our fiscal plan. The increase in excise is a byproduct of the policy, not a reason for the policy, and I think that's been stated quite clearly.
So that's one kaupapa. What about the disestablishment of Taka Whai Order? That seems to have been confirmed. So where to from here with improving Māori health outcomes?
This is something we discuss every single week and have for months. What happened here is that we want to paint a different picture for Māori. We did not see, nor did the independent reviewer, by the way, a improvement in outcomes or an improvement in outcomes with the Māori Health Authority. And so we want to propose an alternative. We want to work with iwi, we want to work with hapu, an alternative where we can absolutely deliver outcomes. We're very outcomes focused.
What about Whatu Ora? Maybe even that won't have the same name as well, replaced by Health New Zealand. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but it does seem to mirror a trend. Is Health New Zealand or Te Whatu Ora looking down the barrel of a major shake-up?
There will be changes across the health system, which we're working through and taking advice on. And so one can expect there will be certainly some changes. Having said that, remember I've said for quite a long period of time that we won't undertake major structural change because the sector is frankly exhausted with organisational change fatigue. So there will be a change in direction with a view towards outcomes, very clear outcomes, and then further significant structural review will be some period of time away. The sector's exhausted. They're really tired, Dale.
Well, we can understand that, but these major shake-ups, again, the cost of the bureaucratic change, even name changes, are significant. The dismantling of Te Aka Whai Ora would come with, you'd have to think, huge costs as well. Is that money down the drain from your position?
Look, there will be some costs associated with organisational change, but also true that this has been flagged for years. It wasn't just suddenly flagged after the campaign. And so I know there have been some provisions made if the coalition government was successful, which it was.
Well, how do you react as a proud Tāne Māori to what appears to be a significant dial back on initiatives aimed at improving the lot for Māori, not just in the health sector, but also we've seen the squeeze on the use of Te Reo Māori through government departments, and also we've got a sort of review and perhaps even a referendum on the principles of the treaty. All of these elements combine to what we're witnessing today, a nationwide set of protests that have been put in place to coincide with the opening of Parliament in 2023. Do you see that it's a dial back on Māori initiatives? Can you understand the grievances that many of our people are feeling as we speak today?
I do understand, and I absolutely respect the right of New Zealanders to peacefully protest. That is a part of our democracy. But what we want to do, certainly in my domain, in health, is I want to share a different dream. I want to present a different vision that is very outcome-focused, outcome-based, and deliver what the Māori Health Authority never could. That's the dream I want to share.
And so we go back to what we've always had, which is a one-size-fits-all health system. What would you say to those who point to 150 years of inequity and to disadvantage for our people in the health system? And how can returning back to the centralised model improve outcomes, bearing in mind there's been a century and a half of poor outcomes?
I completely agree with much of what you said. Who would want to return to a centralised model? That's been the problem. That's exactly what the Māori Health Authority was. Centralised model where all the funding and decision-making was held in Wellington. I believe in the principle that decision-making and funding should be as close to the home and as close to the hapū as possible. And this was one of the key differences in philosophy between us and the outgoing government.
You're a senior ranked member of the National Party. Across the country, we've got these protest actions. What are you reading into them?
What I'm reading into them is the discontent and unhappiness with various parts of policy, and I understand that, and I absolutely respect the right for New Zealanders to protest and exercise their peaceful democratic voice.
And let's wrap up on the smoking issue, because that really is the hot topic. Are you prepared to concede that there will be more Māori deaths as a result of the stance that this government is taking?
What I agree with is the increasing trend in a reduction in adult smoking, and that will benefit Māori as well. We will continue that trend and look to accelerate it.
Thanks for sharing some time with us today. All the best. What's your plans for the day ahead, Shane?
Oh, swearing in today, Dale. So there'll be work to do beforehand, and then we'll do the formalities of swearing in, and then work to do afterwards.
Have you ever had any considerations about not wanting to swear an oath of allegiance to the King of England?
No, that's always been very comfortable with me, and every time I've sworn in, that is the choice of either have an oath of allegiance or affirmation, and my value seat is comfortable with the oath of allegiance.
Tēnā koe, thanks for sharing some time with us. We'll talk again next week. Dr. Shane Reti is our Health Minister. Thank you, Shane.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Go well.
Tēnā koe. It was 6:03, it's 8:19. Our next guest.